What's jawless, eel-like, and has concentric rings of teeth? The Pacific lamprey. Its unsavory looks may be one reason why populations have declined. Now, some people are taking charge of restoring the fish, which is an important source of food for juvenile salmon and contribute to rivers the way earthworms do to soil. KPLU's Ray Ellen Bichelle has more.
The Pacific lamprey is not exactly a charismatic animal.
When I first saw these fish, I thought, my gosh, it looks like that Sarlacc mouth in Return of the Jedi. It just looks like something that's going to swallow you up.
That's Sean Connolly, a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Portland. And in case you were wondering, a Sarlacc mouth is a gaping abyss of tentacles and teeth.
On the flip side of it, it has these incredible blue eyes. It has this look of something remarkable, never seen. And when you study these organisms and see them, they look quite vulnerable.
They are vulnerable. In the past few decades, regional populations plummeted, hitting an all-time low in 2010. In the 60s, people decided the lamprey was an eel-like river vermin worthy of extermination. Dams were problematic, too.
When folks were building those facilities and thinking about passage for salmon and steelhead, they weren't really thinking about a fish like a lamprey, which can't jump. And so what we've seen is some pretty substantial declines over time and definitely historically.
The Pacific lamprey's invasive cousin, the sea lamprey, hasn't helped its reputation. It's marauded Great Lakes waters for a while now. But here in the Pacific Northwest, where the fish is native, the larvae feed juvenile salmon and steelhead rather than feeding on them. That's one reason why tribes and government agencies have funded the Pacific Lamprey Restoration Plan, which involves releasing buckets of them into Yakima streams. The goal is to get the fish populations back up a bit, though maybe not to the level that earned them the nickname the Columbia River Hot Dog. Ray Ellen Bichelle, KPLU News.